Welcome to the pastor's prayers. As we lift up all of those who we have on our prayer list, as you can click on the slide portion there on the website, and you can see all the ones that we have. And we certainly pray for all of them. And we also just pray a prayer of intercession for anyone who is seeking God's wisdom and grace in their own life. Prayer, I think, is probably the most misunderstood practice in the Christian faith, yet the most universal and the most important of all of our human experiences is talking to God. It's one of the mysteries of the Christian faith. We also want to lift up things that are going on in our country and around the world. I know that most of us watch the news and different things, but one thing in particular was the assassination of Charlie Kirk, and we pray for his family and his children that are left behind. You know, I take a little different twist on the left behind situation because we all have loved ones that went home to be with the Lord, and we're left behind to encourage one another, to love one another, to talk to God for one another in a prayer of intercession, and even talk to God personally for ourselves. It was really interesting to know that when the disciples asked Jesus how to pray, he said, "Lord, why don't you teach us how to pray like John the Baptist taught his disciples how to pray?" And Jesus said, "Yeah, I'd be all right. I'll do that. I'd love to do that." So I call this the disciples' prayer because Jesus taught it to the disciples, but it's commonly known as the Lord's Prayer. And being that Jesus taught the prayer, then that truly is. It's the Lord's Prayer for the disciples. And we are modern-day disciples. So let's pray the prayer that Jesus taught. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. All God's children said, Amen.